英国《每日邮报》报道，一名在纽约的老师由于厌烦学校的会议，于是开玩笑让他的妻子打报警电话，称学校遭到了炸弹威胁。他的太太居然把玩笑当了真。The Daily Mail reports a bored New York teacher has been quizzed by police after asking his wife to call in a bomb threat to save him from a school meeting. The man, whose first name is Eric, was sitting their morning meeting at Renaissance Charter High School in East Harlem when he sent a text to his partner. In the message, he jokingly asked her to call in a bomb threat so he could escape from the monotonous event, which sees teachers run through the day's activities. Local media reports that he told her, calling a bomb threat, before sending another text reading, ha-ha. However, his wife failed to read the second message and contacted the police, informing them there had been a bomb threat at the school.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? How dozy is this woman that she would do something like that? You know, especially in this day and age of terrorism and terrorist alerts, you know, you just don't phone a school and say that there's a bomb in there. Anyway, after hanging up, she suddenly noticed her husband's ha-ha and tried to warn the officers it had been a joke, but it was too late. 8 uniformed officers turned up at the school and everything went crazy, as you could imagine that it would. And what surprises me about this story, apart from how stupid this lady is, is that the police, then they spoke to Eric for some time and no one was arrested. And I think that's probably the right outcome, because they obviously thought, goodness sake, mate, you know, you're stuck with that woman for the rest of your life. Good luck. The last thing you need is us hassling you as well.
I think you're being unfair to the woman. I think Eric, the man, is to blame. He should have sent the message, sent the two messages in one time. Like calling a bomb threat,
but
if
I tell you to call in a bomb threat to a school, would you just do it?
I'll seriously consider doing that.